Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa.
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Please like, follow, subscribe, and reviews are highly encouraged. Now, today I have Nafi Ma'afu for you. Nafi is someone that may not be familiar to a lot of you. He grew up in Arizona and raised eyebrows early on in his rugby career, high school rugby, and also the high school All-American side, and eventually making his way to the south of France 3 years ago, where he is now raising more eyebrows, getting his first senior start just recently on a Papillon team who are lining themselves up for promotion to the top 14. We talk about that trek and what's Nafi's next step. Will we see him in an Eagles jersey soon? Well, time will tell. Here I am with Nafi Ma'afu. Hey, Nafi.
Hi, Bill.
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad.
Is today an off day for you?
Yeah, it's an off day.
What do you do on an off day? I mean, you just chill, or what do you do?
In the mornings from 9 to 11, we can go to our training center and, you know, we can go see the physio, you know, get stretched out, you know. They do offer massages, you know, just relax. It's your free time. You can do what you want. You sleep, you know, go home, relax, really. Today's not that pretty. Normally, you know, I live right next to the beach, so I'll just drive down there and get, you know, some rehab.
Yeah, I got to say, there's not a lot of much nicer places than the south of France. I mean, you're not much more south you can get for you.
Yeah, literally right on the border of Spain.
Yeah. So, Nafi, let's go back a bit. I want to talk to you a bit about your high school days and, of course, what you're doing now. But let's just a general question for you. You know, how did you get your start in the sport of rugby?
It's just a funny question because I never really pictured myself being here in Europe playing rugby. I was in high school playing American football, basketball, a little bit of track. And, you know, my dad played a little bit of rugby before. And honestly, I just got – there's a local rugby team in Tempe. And that's where I would go during my off season just to stay in shape. And but the more I played, the more I realized, you know, I really like this sport, you know. You know, I felt kind of like a running back, you know, getting the ball all the time. I had some cousins, you know, who were playing in the club team, and you know, my dad was the coach, and so he'd take me and my brothers to Tempe, and we'd, you know, that's how it started. It was in 2013, I believe. That was my first year ever playing rugby. That was awesome. Good group of boys. Yeah, Salty Thompson. Yeah. Salty Thompson, you know, he was the coach for the men's team while I was back in high school.
You took the game on pretty quick. Obviously, you've seen your dad play or whatever and with Salty. But
yeah.
So you climbed the ranks pretty quick in high school, you know, getting into high school All-Americans. Matter of fact, I just saw a highlight of you scoring a try against British Columbia. Man, you got some serious running skills, some side-stepping tacklers. All that. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, thanks, man. That was a long time ago. I'd say that's thanks to just playing different sports, really. You know, playing basketball, doing track, American football. Yeah, I'd say it was all thanks to that, and just, you know, also, you know, yeah, just God given talent as well. Thankful for that as well.
So you mentioned Salty. You mentioned your dad. You know, what kind of influence did coaches like Salty or your father have in you and the sport?
They had a huge impact, you know. Obviously, just they obviously wanted the best for us, and for as my dad, you know, he wanted the best for me, so he was really on me during those training days. You know, if I did a little mistake. He just grind me on that, and so it kind of turned me into a bit of a perfectionist. Try to, you know, perfect my craft a bit. When I was with the forwards, they'd really make me focus on the little details, and they'd really tell me like how much like it's really really important to focus on the little details. Like you might think, oh, it's okay, you know, but honestly, without that, like a little push, you know, Because like in high school, I'd say, you know, I think, you know, oh, you know, I've got it. You know, I think, you know, like it's okay. Like I don't worry about it. You know, it's you know, it's just a light, little tiny thing. It doesn't matter. And you know, my dad, and you know, he'd get on me about it. You know, you're only cheating yourself. You know, yeah, and I'd say it's thanks to that that you know I can really. Oh, yeah, it's thanks to that. You know, just the little details are super important.
How soon after high school, and how did it happen? How soon did you make your move over to Perpignan?
So I graduated high school. I stayed a little bit in the area. Playing a little bit for Salty with the men's for the club team. But then I got an offer to go play in New Zealand. The Eagles sponsored me on that. I went to New Zealand right after high school, participated in a 3-week like high performance camp. And you know, I did well. You know, I scored a try there, and the owner of the, you know, it was called it was Irans. That's what it was called. And the owner of the Irans, Murray Mexted, had a club down in Wellington. And one of his players, Vi Fifita, you know, a strong lock, got picked up by the Hurricanes. And so he was saying, Nafi, you know, I saw you had a really great, you know, did really great, you know, playing for us during this camp. And so he invited me down to play with him, you know, during his club season for him and his team. So I ended up staying there for 9-10 months in New Zealand, playing right around the 10th month of playing club rugby in New Zealand. I got a message. I got an email from Salty, you know, saying, you know, you got an offer. You got a couple offers actually to go play in France in Europe. And it was all because of that try that you spoke of earlier. There was, I didn't know it, but there was a European scout watching our game, and he saw my try, and he saw my game, and he said, you know, you know, I believe you've got the potential to play in Europe. You know, when you're done playing in high school, I'd love to work with you. You know, if that's something you'd like to pursue, without me even knowing it. You know, Perpignan, the club I'm at the moment. You know, while I was in New Zealand, they won their championship, and so all their boys, you know, were too old, and so they were going to professional, like the other professional clubs, and so they needed more players. And you know, they asked the scout if he knew anybody, any second row that caught his eye. You know, and so there I was in New Zealand. I caught an email, and you know, they're like, Nafi, would you like to come down to Europe in France and come play some rugby? And I was like, yeah, of course. It sounds awesome. You know, I was just, wow. I couldn't believe it. You know, like after high school, I New Zealand and then going straight to France. I was like, you know, yeah, yes, yes. Immediately. I couldn't say it fast enough. And here I am.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, I mean, those are big steps too. So going from Arizona to New Zealand must have been a huge step, you know, as far as, you know, the difference in levels, but then also now to this academy program with Perpignan. I mean, what was that, you know, it was exciting for you at the same time scary. Would that be a right assessment?
You know, I was just really excited. You know, I was like, you know, I was really pumped up, excited. I didn't know what to expect, honestly. You know, I wasn't the least bit nervous, I was a bit nervous, but not scared at all. I was like, let's do this, you know, can't wait. But then when I got there, that's when I realized the problem was the language. That was going to be really tough for me, the language barrier. So in New Zealand, you know, main language is English, so it's fine. You know, I got on real nice with everyone. But then when I came to France, my first year was just, it's just really difficult to try and communicate with the guys. No one speaks English. You know, I didn't speak any French, and, you know, and here I was just thinking back in high school, at my senior year, you know, I see my counselor, and he's saying, you need a language, a language point, you know, to graduate. And, you know, we've got two here. You could take Spanish or French. And, you know, I'm laughing, thinking, you know, smiling at my counselor. I'm like, what, French? I'm never going to need it. I'm never going to go to Europe. So I was like, I'll take Spanish. I feel like that's a really good language to take in the U.S. because it's kind of a lot of Spanish-speaking people in the USA. And so, so I took Spanish. And then, yeah, it's just crazy how things work out. So, but, you know, 4 years later, it's okay. I speak a little bit of French, you know, not too bad. I can hold my own.
I hear actually a French accent. That's how good you speak French.
You know, when I go home summer and Christmas, I go home and I see my family, my friends, you know, and, you know, my parents, you're like, Nuffy, speak properly. What's going on here? What's going on here? You know, and my friends, you know, like, nah, wow, Nuffy, can you say this word for me? You know, like, you know, that's fun. That's funny that you say that. Because for me, I'm speaking normally. But yeah, like you said, it's all because of the vocabulary. It's very different. Everything's pronounced very differently here in Europe.
Yeah, I spent a short time in Paris a year and a half ago, and I don't know any French. So I did take time to learn important words.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes a mile. So other than the language barrier, you know, that trip to New Zealand really helped you prepare as far as the level of play, I'm assuming. So that going from high school in New Zealand to France. Now, was there a bit of a shock also in the amount of hours preparing, training, and the level of play, even at that academy level?
Yeah, it's not the same. Let me just say it. New Zealand, I was playing club rugby, just club. Hmm. And then I come here to France and I come into a professional academy. You know, there's training. I'd say there's training at least 20 plus hours a week. You know, we've got training in the mornings we've got the gym, and then we've got our rugby skill work. And then, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, that's your free time. But then we come back training at the night, you know, and then we've also got, you know, bonus workout again. And so, I wasn't ready. Yeah. Jeez, it was very exhausting, because I realized, you know, how hard these guys work, you know, compared to what I was doing, you know, in high school or in New Zealand. The intensity here is unbelievable, the competition as well.
Yeah, and now you've been there about 4 years now, and you're now finally, you know, getting your chance at the senior level.
Yeah.
Getting your first start, getting your minutes. Now, what have those 4 years been like for you? Have they been difficult? Have they been maybe roller coaster for you, injuries or whatever?
Yeah. Like you said, it's been a roller coaster. Just feeling very grateful and happy, you know, that the 3 years, you know, have really paid off, and I'm seeing, you know, the product of my hard work. And I wouldn't be here without, you know, like my high school rugby club, Tempe, USA. Definitely without them, you know, the experience that I got from New Zealand, the Wellington Axemen. The 3 years, it was difficult, you know, how to learn the language and then how to adapt to their play style, you know, the scrums, you know, the very physical in the scrum, the lineouts, you know, and the rucks, you know. I literally was learning so much, how to take in so much information and in a different language. Yeah, it was tough. So that was my first year trying to adapt. And then second year, I was ready, but then I faced a lot of injuries. I ended up getting surgery done on my shoulder. I dislocated and I fractured my shoulder, and so I was done for the season. Oh. So I had I had surgery and I had to recover. So I was done for the season. And then my third year, you know, I was feeling great, you know, and we were doing well as well. We were the number one in our block. You know, we were winning games. And then unfortunately COVID hit and, everything was on pause, you know, and the future was uncertain. Luckily I was able to get another year and an extension on my contract. And, this year, you know, things are going well. You know, in the summer I was able to train with the pros, get a few games, in the preseason, but then I got injured again. That was tough. You know, I played two games in the beginning of the season and I was injured, you know, my ankle. And then I came back after 6 weeks, had a great game against Montpellier, and I was injured again. It was actually my other shoulder. I busted the nerve in my shoulder, and so I was out for 8 weeks. And so, you know, I was really stressing, didn't know what I was going to do. I was able to go home during Christmas, much needed, you know, vacation with the family. Because I didn't see them for almost 2 years because of COVID. So I had to stay in France. You know, when I came back, I started taking off. You know, I was avoiding injury. I was playing game after game after game. And then I got my chance with the pros. I played 2 games prior, you know, I got my, you know, and then before starting on my third game, and I was able, you know, when I got the opportunity, and I was able to, you know, show the team, show the coaches, honestly, just show the supporters, you know, the club, you know, who I really am, and you know, what I can do, and I was so, you know, grateful. It was crazy, you know, to get the man of the match, and you know, on top of that, you know, we got the win. And just a little funny joke, you know, like, because I came out at the second half around 65 minutes, and then the other second lock, a good friend of mine, Gaga, as we like to call him, he got a yellow card, and so I had to come back in, and so it was just funny, you know, playing twice in my first game, you know, like starting, so it was a bit funny, it's a bit cheeky.
That's great, and obviously we're excited for you. And speaking of those kinds of emotions, I mean, what were those emotions for you when you did hear your selection, you know, especially for that start? I mean, that must have been incredible.
Yeah, you know, the coaches kind of gave me a heads up, you know, before, you know, because I was playing with the B team. You know, he gave me a heads up, you know, he'd say, you know, Nafi, hey, you're going to be very, very involved with us, you know, hinting that I'll be starting with them. So he's, we'll cut your playing time with the B team. You'll play 40, maximum 60 minutes. Little did I know that I'd be playing the full 80 plus 5 more minutes of that last game. And that was on a Sunday. And that was with the B team. And so I had to recover quickly because I had to play with the pros on Thursday. And so, it was crazy. You know, I was, my body was busted. You know, I was tired, you know. And the first two, you know, in the first 6 minutes of the game, you know, I'm already looking at the clock, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm so tired. It's just another level, because I was playing with the B team, and then, you know, going up with the pros, you know, it's so fast. You know, the play style, you know, the impacts, the collisions, you know, the scrums. Oof, wow. You know, each time, you know, I can hear myself just screaming, you know, just, you know, trying to give it everything. So, you know, because it's important, for these Frenchies here. They did the scrums and the line is a very important part of our set piece, of our gameplay. You know, and so I didn't want to let these guys down. And so I'm trying to give it my all, you know, and just try to make the best of the opportunity that I was given.
So how long are you contracted to, end of the season?
Yeah, at the end of the season.
So what's next? Have you thought about it much?
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of, you know, seeing what to do. So I've got offers from other clubs, and so I'm just kind of waiting to see whether I'll get an offer or not from Perpignan, from my club. But everything's looking great. A little thing they call it here in France, in Europe, is GIF, because as you know, each team can only have a certain amount of foreign players, and being GIF as a foreigner is huge. You are then considered a French player, and they can go and recruit other, you know, foreign players for the team if that's what they're looking for. And so it's huge. It's very great for the club. And so as myself being a GIF, you know, because the requirements is, you know, being living in France, you know, 3 years playing, the game, playing rugby, living in France. And, you know, your contract, you have to have a convention, you know, for 3 years. And so I was able to be here, grind it out and, you know, put the worst behind me and, you know, looking forward to continue playing. Yeah, so a lot of clubs, looking at my profile, my CV a bit, and they're very impressed. You know, I'm a forward. I'm a lock, but I can also play flanker, a little bit of eight man as well. And I'm Jif. So it's with the clubs looking at me, and I've also played a few games in the pros. They're looking at me. So I've got a couple of offers. But at the moment, I'm just looking at my club, just because I grew up, kind of grew up here, you know, for being here 4 years. So it'd be very strange, but if need be, I'm ready to go.
So you actually have options, you know, when international play comes back for you, or possibly options. Obviously, you qualify USA, you qualify France now. You know, have you thought much about that? Like, what are your international goals forward? You know, is it still USA first, or maybe what would happen if France came calling?
There it is, the difficult question. No.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, but honestly, I have to go with USA. Wouldn't be here without them in the first place. Wouldn't be here without their support, without their love. You know, I honestly made some great connections, and because of playing with the high school Americans, the U18s, U19s, U20, U21, I made some awesome friendships, some awesome bonds with the boys on the team, one of a kind, and the coaches as well. Just great coaches, great people in general, and I wouldn't be here without them for sure. You know, they've all left their mark on me. They've all got a special place for, in my heart. You know, when I play, I always carry them with me, them and my family. So, one day I'd love to, love to come out and represent the USA, the Eagles.
And one more question for you. Since you began playing, since really just high school, how do you think you've changed as a player since, till now? You know, and I'm not talking about that big hairdo you had at one point.
Oh, you seen that? Okay. I mean,
how have you changed,
honestly, when I was in high school, I never played defense. I never liked it. I was like, for me, you've seen the video. I'd score the tries. I'd break the line. Make the pass off the offload. But for sure, I've learned so much. I love a little contact. A little tackle. Obviously, I've progressed. In ball kit. I'm carrying the ball strong, keeping my feet, the drive alive. Cool thing that we never done in the U.S. during my club games is we never had the pods, the lifting pods, during kickoff. Usually, we'd kick it off, amateur, you just jump up by yourself and catch it. But here, academy in the professional level, you've got to really build up that skill to jump up, make a pod, and be able to get underneath the ball as it's coming down and catch it. That for me was very difficult. That was extremely difficult for me to learn. I'd seen that. I was like, what the? Wow. I learned so much, at the same time, still learning, coming up here, eating, sleeping, training with the pros, learning new stuff every day, from these guys who've, played, some of these guys played in the Rugby World Cup, for their respective, countries. Other players have played, playing with a guy who used to be the captain of, the national French team. He's just a lot of, guys here, and they're all different. They've all got their factor X, that their specialty, that's something they're really good at. And me just being able to watch them training, playing with them, I try to take those little bits and pieces and try to put it into my play style, into the way I play, and try to, try to play to the best of my ability, and then some.
No, that's great, Nafi. Thank you. Really, thank you for joining me today, and, good luck the rest of the season. Good luck with, your contract negotiations, whatever, and we're cheering for you over here.
Ah, thanks so much, man. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on here. And, man, thank you so much.